bush and cut down, cut the pathway, you know, lay the foundation. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone. Amen? Amen? Amen. So we're going to lay some foundational things, but I think you'll find this fascinating. I find the book of Genesis, that's why it's the first book, it's the book of genes. Let me give you a definition from Merriam-Webster. The word Genesis, it means the beginning of something. The origin or coming into being of something. Synonyms are alpha, baseline, birth, commencement, dawn, day one, beginning, inception, kickoff, launch, morning, onset, start, threshold. The beginning of something, the origin or coming into being of something. Like the genesis of a political movement, the beginning. So in the book of the beginning, or in the book of beginnings, we want to take a look and lay some foundation. I find, and you probably talk to other children of God, other saints, and in their speech or conversation, or even in their lifestyle, you recognize, without being judgmental or critical, you recognize that they don't know who they are. You don't have to be critical or judgmental to know from a person's conversation. They don't know who they are. And I don't say that in a natural sense, but in a spiritual sense, who we are as children of God. So our endeavor in this series, the Genesis principle, is to reestablish and reclaim our identity. Amen. The enemy hides or seeks to hide your identity. I'm talking about the real you. The authentic you. The you that God made. He tries to hide the reality of what you carry as a child of God. Some people think laying on the hands is only for preachers. My Bible tells me these signs shall follow them that believe. So, when's the last time you laid hands on somebody? I'm not talking about the hands of compression. The hands of compassion. When's the last time? Is you believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. So someone that just waits for the preacher to lay hands. Well, I've been hurting right here. Well, lay hands on yourself. Amen. Well, I got a headache. Well, lay hands on yourself. Amen. Don't want pastor to pray. You're anointed to pray. Amen. No, the problem sometimes, not all the time, and I'm, you know, the word says call for the elders if there be some sick, but these signs also follow them that believe. Amen. Right? Many of you that aren't preachers, you know, you've laid hands on things or people and they've been healed. Dogs, they've been healed. You know, all kinds. You can lay hands. Amen. Healing is the children's bread. It should flow through us. It should flow through you. But sometimes the enemy has stolen your identity because something didn't happen when you thought it should happen. Or you tried to raise the dead and they didn't raise. It didn't happen once. Does that mean it doesn't happen? Thank you for the two no's. We must understand the reality of what's inside of us as sons of God. Paul made a statement to the Corinthians, and I'm ahead of myself because this is way down in my notes, but he said, quit, I'm going to say it the way the King James says it, quit ye like men. Paul was saying, stop acting like mere men. With all the limitations you know I'm on a fixed income. Well, you fixed it. Because my Bible says that God, my God, shall supply my every need according to his riches, not according to a fixed income. So the enemy hides identity. He twisted words speaking to Eve and deceived her. He said, if you eat of this tree, you shall not surely die, but you'll become as God, knowing good and evil. God don't want you to see that. And those that poison over time kindled her curiosity. If she'd have understood something, she'd have said, yo, get behind me, Satan. Read the hand, because I'm already like God. I'm already in his image, after his likeness. I got it going on. Is that right? God said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness. But she listened to the wrong voice. Take heed what you listen to. Now, being that the book of Genesis is the book of genes, I want to talk about DNA. You know, who you are on the quantum level. DNA, chromosomes, quarks, superstrings, atoms, molecules. What does it mean to carry the DNA of the kingdom? I'm going to bounce around here, but I'm going to paint you a real good picture of who you are so that you can stop acting like a mere mortal. You see, we create problems when we act like mere men or mere humans with the DNA that we currently carry, or the natural DNA. The world is in the mess that it's in. You know, people will ask, well, if there is a God, why would he allow the world? Why does he allow? No, man caused this stuff. Evil men, amen, perilous times are here. Paul said it, in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be. God hasn't neglected, not forgotten anything, but men have become. And that's why the world is in the state that it's in. Now, human has to do with the word humus, or dirt. Look at somebody right now. Tell me you ain't nothing but dirt. Come on, look up and tell me what's your dirty self. But I'll take it a little further, because your body is dirt. You were taken from the dirt, so you're dirty. But there's a part of you that wasn't taken from the dirt. There's a part of you that came from God. But now, let's look at this, because science has found in the natural realm that there are two strands of DNA in every person. You have the 23 chromosomes that make up the male, or your father, and the 23 chromosomes that make up your mother. And now, in those two strands of DNA, there's a record, a witness of who you are. Amen. Tell somebody, you look just like your daddy. Or you look just like your mom. Or you look like your Uncle Bobo. But you look like somebody, because it was a record of it in the DNA. DNA has a record or what you're going to be like. You got a disposition like one of them.
Amen.
Yes, you do.
Amen.
Don't lie. Tell somebody, don't lie. You act just like your mama. What your soul is going to be like is in that DNA. Now, I said this in the first service. If you took a strand on one of those chromosomes and stretched it out, the information on it would stretch 70 miles. That's how fearfully and wonderfully you are made by God. Something that we can't even see with the natural eye. If we could bring it into this realm and stretch it out, it'll go 70 miles of information. On these two strands of DNA are the way your body is going to look. Hello?
Amen.
And how your body is going to be displayed. On that DNA, that these two natural strands, these 23 chromosomes, 46 chromosomes together, father and mother, on there is written what color eyes you're going to have.
Amen.
Amen. The kind of nose you're going to have. Amount of hair you're going to have or the no hair you're going to have.
Amen.
It's on that DNA. It's there. It's written. It's a record of what you're going to be like. Now, stay with me. These two strands, they go back only as far as the fall of Adam. Okay? When Adam fell, he started to produce children. He didn't produce any children before he fell. In the spiritual state that he was in, he didn't produce any. He fell. He fell into a sinful state. And then he started to produce children, generations, those that were like him. So, like Adam, we have defects.
Amen.
Somebody say amen for real.
Amen.
No, I said amen. Thank you, Nate. Say amen for real.
Amen for real.
Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 21. I'm sorry, chapter 2. Our identity has been kept secret. Jeremiah 2, verse 21. Somebody say, the book of genes. Jeremiah 2, 21. Now, God's speaking through Jeremiah to the nation of Israel, who was in a backslidden condition. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine. God had created Adam and Eve in his likeness. Holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Degene. See, Adam's fall brought about degeneration. Degene. Powerless. Loss. We were degenerated. After the fall, everything produced was produced after his kind, which was degenerate.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.